وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أبا عمر حفظك الله تعالى. You asking about making dua in the midst of the salah when reciting the ayats of the Quran. I have that our Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. أخي بارك الله فيك. You asking about حديث حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه. One day he prayed with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And that was in قيام الليل. So, فقال حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه فكان إذا ركع قال سبحان ربي العظيم وإذا سجد قال سبحان ربي الأعلى وإذا مر على آية من عذاب استعاذ الله تعالى منها وإذا مر بآية رحمة سأل الله تعالى من فضل الحديث. حديث صحيح. حديث حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه he prayed with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم whenever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم recite and he passed by an ayah that mentioned the punishment he asked Allah تعالى to protect him from it. Whenever Allah Ta'ala mention ayah that, whenever the Imam mention ayah that Allah Azza wa Jal mention mercy in it, he asked Allah Jalla Ala from it. And that was in Qiyamul Layl. Shaykh Albani Rahmallahu Ta'ala and others ulama, they say this is only for Qiyamul Layl, not for every prayer. And this is the correct opinion. And how you do the dua is according to your ability. Yes, a dua for yourself and for the Muslimin, no problem. For example, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة من أرضعت الآيات من أول سورة الحج. ف you ask يا الله protect us from this situation and from this from the judgment day punishment and from the punishment of nar. يعني for example something like, يا الله protect us from this. فهمت؟ يا الله قيني عذابك يوم تبعث عبادك. This is the dua of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله اللهم قيني عذابك يوم تبعث عبادك. وهكذا في آية رحمة مثلا وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض يا الله نسألك من فضلك اللهم أدخلني الجنة. An example. كان يجوز with the condition that don't disturb others, with the condition that you are not you don't disturb the others. For example, you are an imam, in every ayah you mention it, so we don't know you are reciting or you're making dua. That is not right. You understand? It's just something small and khafif and doesn't affect the recitation. Until the end. You understand? هذا هو الصحيح من أقوال العلم أن هذا جائز وفعله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يستحب يفعل أحيانا sometimes not every ayah of عذاب and every ayah of mercy. No. The dalil that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't mention it always. Not all the companions who they heard the recital of the Prophet they mention it. You understand? That's why we say sometimes, and this fatwa عامة العلماء sometimes in the prayer of قيام الليل. هذه الخلاصة حفظك الله.